is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden will travel to Florida today to see firsthand the damage wrought by Hurricane Milton. At least 23 people have died. As Floridians continue their recovery, some of them are showing their frustration and anger, especially as they sit in long gas lines. Wawa security guard Tootie Jones saw some of it on display near Tampa.
They were fighting, like fist fighting. One girl hit another girl with a car.
CBS's Tom Hansen has more on the situation from Brandon near Tampa.
One in three gas stations across the state are closed. Many still don't have power to operate, causing a bottleneck for stations that are running. To get power back on, 50,000 linemen from as far away as Canada on the job and working overtime.
Governor Ron DeSantis says 37 million gallons of gas arrived at ports in Florida yesterday. He says tanker trucks will be escorted to gas stations by the Florida Highway Patrol. The 2024 presidential election is less than a month away, but one candidate continues to deny the reality of 2020. CBS's Nicole Killian has that.
The New York Times released its full interview with vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance, in which he repeatedly refused to say if former President Trump lost the 2020 election.
Do you believe he lost the 2020 election?
I think that Donald Trump and I have both raised a number of issues with the 2020 election.
Senator, yes or no? Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Let me ask you a question.
At a campaign stop in Pennsylvania, he was asked again.
As I said in that interview, and I'm going to say to you right now, I think the election of 2020 had serious problems. You want to call it rigged? Call it whatever you want to. It wasn't okay.
Early voting is underway in more than half the country. Polls in battleground states indicate Vice President Kamala Harris has a lead in Pennsylvania, while former President Donald Trump leads in Arizona. Israeli airstrikes have hit the headquarters of the UN peacekeeping force and other positions in southern Lebanon in recent days, drawing widespread condemnation. From Jerusalem, the BBC's Weera Davis.
Israeli military tactics seem to be closing in around the area, focusing in on remaining Hamas fighters in those areas. Now, Israel has for several days issued an evacuation order for civilians in the area. There are thought to be as many as 400,000 people in those areas of northern Gaza. But it's clear that many of those people are unwilling or indeed unable to leave, and they're being caught up in the fighting.
The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Beirut.
We've counted 524 airstrikes just in the past week. The death toll that we're kind of getting from the Lebanese authorities is around 1,640 people killed since the intensification of the Israeli campaign back on the 23rd of September.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Some members of the LGBTQ community are saying their issues aren't being heard in this election season.
At the advocacy organization GLAAD, Sarah Moore says over the past year, it has tracked some disturbing reports of crimes against the LGBTQ community.
Hundreds of cases of bomb threats, assaults, acts of vandalism, cases of arson.
Moore says there are things the community would like to hear from candidates as the election is less than a month away.
They want to see their stories being reflected on the main stage.
Moore says that is the case both at the presidential level and what pundits call the down ballots. People running for Senate or Congress are even more local races.
There has been a really shocking lack in LGBTQ representation in the questions that are being asked and in the responses that the candidates are giving.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Former North Carolina football player Tylee Kraft has died from a rare form of lung cancer. He was 23. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price, a mix of clouds and sunshine, some showers likely in the afternoon. We'll see gusty west winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 60s. For tonight, showers coming to an end, mostly cloudy skies, staying breezy, lows in the middle 40s. Right now, it's 51.
WRJN. Well, since you put me down,
your mind. crystal. Blue persuasion.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, do you know I got it. All I'm asking is for.
Just a little bit,
when they go,
just a little bit,
mister.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Apparently sensing an existential threat to their power, Idaho GOP leaders are pulling every lever to defeat an open primaries and ranked choice voting citizen initiative. The measure would allow over 275,000 independent voters to have their voices heard in primaries and offer more choices to voters. Proposition 1 would repeal a 2023 law prohibiting ranked choice voting in Idaho, establish a top four open primary system, and use ranked choice voting to ensure the winner among the four candidates receives a 50% plus one majority. Over 97,000 qualifying signatures were delivered in July. Since then, the state attorney general filed a suit to invalidate the signatures, claiming they misrepresented the proposition to voters. That suit was dismissed. Then, Secretary of State Phil McCrane quoted a scare tactic cost of $25 to $40 million to implement ranked choice voting, citing the replacement of the state's ballot tabulators. Idahoans for Open Primary cites the state of Maine's implementation for less than $500,000. Governor Brad Little publicly opposed it September 27th. Then October 1st, Republican House Speaker Mike Moyle told the Idaho Capital Sun that the legislature would likely amend or repeal the measure if voters approved it. Six other states, plus D.C., vote on similar measures in November. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yeah.
slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Yeah.
Just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Do what it. time turns me off and I don't mean maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. For the night time, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They hope up upside down. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for a nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the nighttime, to forget the day, give up uptight time, baby chase it away, I get a relaxation, it's a time to brew, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, thank the Lord for you. Now,
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Voice as the cold winds sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her?
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his th-